Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Beth McCormick. Sister Beth lives in Croton-on-Hudson, New York, and is retired from active ministry. Her preaching is entitled, Keep Holy the Sabbath.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was passing through a field of grain on the Sabbath, his disciples began to make a path while picking the heads of grain. At this the Pharisees said to him, Look, why are they doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath? He said to them, Have you never read what David did when he was in need and he and his companions were hungry? How he went into the house of God when Abiathar was high priest and ate the bread of offering that only the priest could lawfully eat and shared it with his companions? Then he said to them, The Sabbath was made for people, not people for the Sabbath. That is why the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath. Pope Francis is sometimes accused of showing too much willingness to bend the rules. Some people in the church strongly oppose his approach to the exercise of authority as threatening to orthodoxy and tradition. The current administration in our country, the United States, frequently indicates that signs of vulnerability are signs of weakness, and therefore not to be encouraged or even tolerated. One recent story from immigration advocates at our southern border illustrates this. A little boy from a Central American country who had actually watched the murder of both his parents was brought over the border by his grandmother. U.S. authorities took the traumatized child away from her, putting him in child protection services instead. His grandmother did not fit the administration's definition of family, so this separation was, in their minds, legal. All of this brings us to today's gospel. Some Pharisees find Jesus and his disciples picking corn on the Sabbath, an unlawful act, one of 39 stipulations regarding work on the Sabbath. Jesus reminds them that David himself, with his hungry men, ate the holy bread reserved only for the priests. The disciples of Jesus are hungry. They, after all, live a life of itinerancy, dependent on others to feed them, and not always finding houses open to them. As we reach the conclusion of the passage, we hear the summation by Jesus of his position regarding the whole episode. The Sabbath was made for people, not people for the Sabbath. In other words, he tells the Pharisees, you have totally misrepresented or misinterpreted the heart of what true and just religious law is all about. Rules of religion are meant to foster good relationships and remind people of God's unconditional love for them. Religious professionals, in quotation marks, are meant to be servants of God and humanity, not obstacles to their relationship, nor not servants of the institution and its officials. Central to the thought and preaching of Jesus is the first commandment, love God, love neighbor. In this instance, as in many others throughout the Gospels, the first commandment carries more weight than any other. Jesus always draws a line between divine mercy and human legalism. Unfortunately, the Pharisaical mindset has not died. It is still with us, collectively and individually. Do we not still find those who would construct rigid mandates of contemporary orthodoxy? Am I among them? Are there still traces of hypocrisy in me, of mistaking my role sometimes, of intolerance for the reality that there is an authority greater than myself? Jesus seems to be reminding us today, certainly to keep holy the Sabbath, but always in light of the first commandment, love God, love neighbor.